Irvin Rosenfeld, welcome to the Audio Stash today.
Thank you.
It's great to speak with you today. Irv, we're going to talk about a few of the unique situations you've run into recently. Let's start with this eBay story. Tell us a little bit about what happened with this eBay fundraiser that you're involved with.
To raise funds for patients out of time for our conference that we just had, you know, for travel expenses and such, we decided we wanted to sell some of our empty tin cans as collector's items. So normally we've been putting them on eBay and selling them for a minimum of $420. Now, all of a sudden, eBay came back to us and said that we would no longer be allowed to sell this on eBay, that it was considered drug paraphernalia or whatever it was. And so, therefore, an empty tin can with a government label on it was not going to be allowed to be sold on eBay. It's about 8 inches in circumference. It's a round tin can, and it looks like a cookie tin, basically. And the tin can government puts in there is approximately 300 already rolled filterless cigarettes. They've got styrofoam in the bottom, then they put the cigarettes in there, then styrofoam at the top, then they seal it with wax. And on the outside is a label saying Raleigh Research Triangle. It says how much the marijuana weighs, how much the paper weighs, how much each joint weighs, how much the entire can is holding as far as the amount of grams. And it has a number on there so they can go back to their inventory and check when it was actually manufactured. And so that label's on there. And then my pharmacy puts a regular prescription label, my prescription label, on there. And so that's also on there. And I do black out my doctor's name so you cannot see who the doctor is. But other than that, it's an empty tin can with those two labels attached to it.
Now let's talk about this second story. Irv is a sailing enthusiast and a racer as well as an instructor. And Irv, I know you ran into some difficulty with a competition last year. Tell us about your sailing experience and about that competition.
Okay, I sail with an organization in Miami called Shake a Leg Miami. It's sailing condition boats and a whole organization basically set up for disabled. We have 20-foot sailboats with a main sheet and a jib, both self-tacking. So when you turn the boat, the sails automatically go to the other side. We have a chair built into the back of the boat to where paraplegic, quadriplegic, whatever disability, amputee can sit in that chair, be strapped in if they can't hold themselves up, and with a tiller extender actually drive the boat. Then there's another chair built on the other side of the boat up front to where a person, disabled person, sitting in that chair, the lines for the two sails come over to where he is, and he can sit in the chair and actually let the sails in and pull them in and let them out. So you actually have disabled people, you know, sailing the boat with the wheelchairs left on the dock. And so I've been a member of this organization for 12 years. I sail once, if not twice a week, every week. And we have competition for these boats because we have them around the country. And we have a North American Championship every year in Chicago. If you qualify on a regional event, then you've got an all-expense-pay trip to Chicago to race the top disabled sailors in the country and in North America, actually, because there's Canadians there also. In this particular case, I qualified last year, and 3 weeks before I was supposed to go to Chicago, I got a phone call from some girl saying she's with the United States Anti-Doping Association. I thought it was one of my friends playing a trick on me until she said, you've applied to go to the North American Challenge Cup, but you haven't applied for an exemption for your marijuana. And I said, well, I don't need an exemption for my marijuana. I'm one of the federal patients. She said, it's a banned substance. I said, well, I realize it's a banned substance for everybody in the United States except for me and, you know, four of the people. And she reiterated again, no, it's a banned substance. And then a light bulb went off, and I said, you mean a banned substance like steroids and sports? She said, yes. I said, well, I guess maybe it is. She said, yeah, but we know that you get it from the federal government, so we need you to fill out a form that we can approve you to be able to use this substance, you know, while you're racing. I go, okay. So she said, and this should have been done weeks ago because it usually takes a month and a half to get this done, and you've only got 3 weeks, so we've got to get this 1, 2, 3. So she sent me the form, and I filled it out, sent it to my doctor, who was away for a week. So when he got back, he signed his name and sent it back to me so I could send it back to U.S. Sailing and to the Olympic Committee, United States Olympic Committee in Colorado Springs. I got that. Meanwhile, while I'm waiting to get this signed and sent back, I get a letter from U.S. Sailing and from the Olympic Committee saying that if I did not have this approval, that they're pulling my invitation to go. Now, I got furious at them. I'm saying, here you're pulling my invitation because I'm on a banned substance. What about all the other disabled sailors that are on their banned substances, such as morphine or, you know, and other drugs? I said, no one contacted them, only me. I said, that's discrimination. And since they know that I have attorneys, you know, the top attorneys in the country free of charge, they realized that I was going to sue them. So then they sent me another letter saying that if I didn't have approval by the time the race comes, would I please refrain from taking my medicine for the 5 days in Chicago? But they were going to let me come. So I didn't even dignify that with an answer. I figured, okay, at least they're going to let me come. So I went out there, and, of course, I took my medicine the 5 days I was there. I just did it in my hotel room, and I walked away from everybody. But everybody knew what I was doing. So then when I got back, I actually got the answer from the United States Anti-Doping Association turning me down. Now, when they turned me down, I called them and got the lead attorney on the phone and said I'd already left a message with him to Google me, and he hadn't done that yet. So I said, well, if you'd have done that, you'd have seen that I don't like taking no for an answer. And that's all I said to him. So then I contacted the newspapers in Colorado Springs and in Newport, Rhode Island, and told them the story. They contacted him, and then he contacted me, and he's going to allow me to reapply. Now, what I told him after learning more about the how you have to fill out the forms, is I said, it seems like to me that if you turn me down, you have to turn me down with a reason, and there's only two reasons to turn me down. Number one, if you say that the drug is a performance-enhancing drug. Well, if you want to say that marijuana is a performance-enhancing drug, I won't say another word. But I think the federal government might say something to you. The other reason is if I'm a detriment on that medicine to my fellow competitor. Well, the fact that the federal government allows me to drive on this medicine proves that it's not I'm not a detriment to my fellow competitor. So therefore, they have really no legal reason to turn me down. So he also reiterated that if he approves me, that it will only be for me. It won't be for any other sailors. So, of course, I told him I'm the only federal patient in the country, so I don't know if people from California or other states are going to try, but that's up to them.
Now, remind us again, how is this particular competition under the U.S. Olympic Committee?
Because U.S. sailing comes under, for the Paralympics and the Olympic racing, comes under the Olympic Committee. And so U.S. sailing, this was a sanctioned U.S. sailing race. Because it's a sanctioned U.S. sailing race, the Olympic Committee can oversee it. And so even though they've never asked anybody in any of the competition, and this has been going on now for about 12 years, they've never said a word to anybody about any banned substance. And you're talking about people and paraplegics, quadriplegics, I mean people that are really messed up and on lots of drugs. They've never bothered the first person. But me, with marijuana, well, you know, we just can't have that, can we? So, yeah, they went after me.
A disappointment, I'm sure. This won't affect your sailing for recreation or work with Shake a Leg Miami.
No, I can sail in Miami every day of the week if I want to. With my organization and helping kids and other adults, you know, get out on the water. No, what it does mean, though, is if I decide I want to go for that race again, then I'm going to have to get an exemption, or they call it a TUE, an exemption for being able to use my medicine. And I will be doing that. I didn't do it this year because I kind of took the attitude, well, you know, if they don't want me there, then screw them. I'm not going to bother. I don't need to go to Chicago for 5 days. And also I've been busy with everything else, especially since the storm, since Wilma with the hurricane and things like that. So I decided this year I just wouldn't do it. Now, next year, if I change my mind and decide, then, yes, I will be applying for an exemption, and I will get an exemption, or if they don't give me an exemption, they better give me a good reason, because I do plan on going public with this, and I do know that ESPN is looking for anything to do with the subject with the World Anti-Doping Association, because of Lance Armstrong and all the bicyclers, so and the sprinters and this, that, and the other. So I do know that they will go with the story.
One more thing today, Irv. When we spoke just before the interview, you described your work with the Shake a Leg Miami Foundation and mentioned working with James Brady.
Yeah, we found out that James Brady had been a sailor. And so, of course, with his disability, since he was shot, he wasn't able to sail. We got in touch with him and told him about the website, which is shakealegmiami.org, and he checked it out and saw that the boats were set up for disabled. So we were able to get him down to Miami, and he's a pretty big guy. We have a hoist that we can put a person in that lifts you out of your wheelchair and swings you around and puts you right in the chair of the boat. We strapped him in the boat. We left the dock. I handed him the tiller. I said, here, take over. And he took over, and just a big smile came on his face because he could sail. And the wheelchair was left on the dock. So it's a beautiful organization.
Irv, it was a great pleasure to speak with you today. Thanks for sharing your experiences here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Okay, we've got to do it.